Good morning. Thank you for having me here today. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you. I'm going to try and bridge some of the information of our experiences from the broadacre crops over to vegetable crops with a couple of products of ours. But I want to set the stage just to try and give you our perspectives of where we're heading to with the vegetable market and seed treatments with biologicals. Our company, Ag Innovation, deals in three platforms: seed input products, equipment, and analytical equipment for quality control purposes. So the overview of the presentation is going to be talking about seed technology and biologicals, technology challenges that we see in the vegetable markets, give you a little information about SeedWorks BioMA and SA, crossing over into veg crops, and we've got more to learn, of course, and a little bit of a wrap-up. So where we're focusing a lot of our attention in this whole world of seed technology is in the green shaded area you see here. The green shaded area gives you a lot of opportunity to have input into the space of seed, non-seed applications. And there's a lot of choices that seed companies have for this opportunity. And it's very challenging, and there's a lot of dynamics that are involved. As mentioned earlier, especially in vegetable crops, there's such complexities of the different species and technologies that are available to us. So we're focusing our attention in the green area, and today we're speaking about biological inoculant type products going on seeds. The shift in challenges involved, and we see this every day on a daily basis. We constantly are evaluating the potential of markets, in particular the broadacre crops, the corn, soybeans of the world, versus the vegetable industry. And it's very true in the broadacre crops, because of the acreage and the dollars involved, there's a lot of technology going into that market space. A huge amount of input in terms of seed treatments that are available. And biologicals are there, and they're currently being very active in the market space. In vegetables, quite the opposite. We have very little input in terms of seed treatments, but have a very high input of seed technology. Because of the small size of the seed lots and the expense of those seed lots, we're using a lot of high-end technology to upgrade those seeds through mechanical processes to try and deal with those opportunities we have within those crops. So a diverging areas within these two segments, but we're trying to cross over and maneuver some opportunities from the broadacre sector over to the vegetable industry. The requirements don't change. The dynamics of quality are all the same across both market segments, and we have to have those mentioned up on the board to give us the opportunity of achieving the goal. So for vegetables, the goals are all about seed handling, space planting, and value added. We're in value added with biologicals being applied here in this opportunity, and that's where we're going to focus our attention this morning. The cast of characters you have here, in particular onion, if we look at it, it can go in three different ways. We've got film coating, basic seed treatment, mini pelleting, which is involved with a small minimal buildup, and a full-size pellet. And within each of those segments, within that single species of seed technology is going to be applied to the seed, if you're putting on a biological, each one has a different impact because there's different opportunities for interaction with ingredients that are going on that seed. So it is quite challenging, and this is no different from any other crop or species that's being used in the coating industry for horticulture or vegetable crops. The challenges that we've seen in the area of applying biologicals to seed is, first, there's regulatory if you're involved in that area. There's living and non-living, which creates some opportunities or disadvantages. Getting the right amount on the seed to benefit is quite important. Ensuring the living biological survive the application and subsequent processing. There's a lot of processing that takes place downstream from the actual application that the seed has to, and biological has to withstand. Can the living biological survive time to planting? Quite an interesting concept that needs to be developed and certainly has to prove itself when you get into the field, because we have soil and environmental conditions that are impacting the performance of the product, growing conditions throughout the season, consistent field performance, and finally cost versus benefit. There's a whole host of things that have to happen in order to be successful. And it's very true that we focused a lot of our attention, at least Ag Innovation, in the broadacre crops, where there's more money being spent in this area with corn and soybean. And we spent some time there, and I'll share that with you. To give you an idea, this is a very robust inoculant, peat-based inoculant for alfalfa, just showing what a coating can do. And a coating can extend the life of the actual product going on seed, and peat-based products are very robust again. They last for quite a long time, but you can see the blue line, which is the treatment with the coating, and the red line is just the inoculant alone. Somewhere around 110 days, that inoculant alone is starting to leave the space of being best effectiveness on the seed, yet the coating is continuing on up to about a year. And that's a classic example of what we're looking to do to try and ensure that we have that product on the seed or on where it's supposed to go. From the SeedWorks biological side, BioSA and BioMA is where we focused a lot of our attention. I'll explain to you what those are, and you've heard some of these names, cast of characters already. We have been playing around with and developing with this cast of Bacillus, Bacillus amlio, Bacillus methlo, Subtilis, Magatarium, and Plumus. So we have just focused actually in three main areas: the Bacillus amlio, which I'll use A, Bacillus methlo M, and Bacillus Subtilis S. So just remember AMS, and you'll get the idea where we're going to. So within our field trials that we've done, we spent a heck of a lot of time on corn and soybean. We've looked at alfalfa, rice, wheat, and vegetables, just only begun in those crop segments, but specifically in corn and soybean. That's where we spent a lot of our time. And the SeedWorks BioMA is a corn product in particular. It's a blend of the Bacillus amlio and Bacillus methro. And we've seen some good product benefits from root growth, increased resistance to stress, increased nutrient uptake, and you've heard some of the other benefits around these products. But to give you an idea of the data and what's important about the data is that when you're looking at these products, you have to understand that not every time is a win. It's not a chemical product we're putting on seed where we're going to see a wipeout of the environment and get a success rate of nearly 100%. It doesn't happen. With biologicals, you're into a fairly successful rate if you can get it up over 70%, in our opinion. This is 4 years of trials in the Midwest, over 165 locations, and you can see the benefit there, 4.2 bushels per hour of the increase. Moving over to BioSA, this is our soybean product. Again, same type of ingredients, Bacillus amlio and Bacillus subtilis being blended together on seed for soybean. 1.7 bushel per acre increase over 4 years. Again, 73% consistent increase. Now we're moving over to vegetables. We're taking BioSA forward into vegetables, working on establishing low use rates, organic certification, working with lettuce, kale, spinach, broccoli, tomato, pepper, and sweet corn. Observation of vegetables thus far, we've been successful in colonizing on the rooting zone. We've had a symbiotic relationship with the plant root tissue. We appear to be durable. And we have multi-year trials yet to go. What we've seen thus far in tomatoes, been a nice increase in terms of plant foliage and root growth. We've been able to quantify that. And in pepper, the same type of thing, we've been able to quantify that quite easily. Sweet corn, lettuce, kale, also seen nice, very nice results from that as well, and low use rates going on the seed. One of the tools that we've been working with to help us express the quantification of the treatments going on is utilizing some work established from Bradford and Bello about respiration, looking at seed respiration, using oxygen as a measurement of time, and using a piece of equipment, which we call VIM, putting seed in a vial that's sealed with a marker on top. We're able to generate oxygen depletion curves to give us an idea of vigor. And from that vigor, we're able to quantify if we're seeing any benefits from early germination process of the technology. For this case, is rice. Looking at the hours to 50% consumption of oxygen, we see that we can improve the vigor of the seed very effectively with the rates of biologicals going on seed in this case, decreasing the amount of time. Speed of respiration equals vigor. So one of the tools we're using. So to wrap up, adding a biological treatment to seed via seed treatment coating process is complex. Segments of the seed will differ in application technology. Biological seed treatments are translating from barica crops to vegetables. Success over multi-years will need to demonstrate cost benefit for grower confidence. And using a technology like VIM for quality analysis is quite useful. Hope that was informational. Thank you very much.